John, it was 50 years ago tonight that Simon and Garfunkel won the Record of the Year for Mrs. Robinson and Glenn Campbell won Album of the Year, both of which played on by Hal Blaine.
With Brad and John.
You want to talk some trash?
And Hal Blaine is dead, one of the greatest drummers of all time. We're going to talk about that in just a second. But first, what do you think of sequeling Bohemian Rhapsody? The movie made like almost a billion dollars. Oh, I'm sure when it's all said and done, it'll be over $1 billion. And so now you've got the director saying that he's been talking to Queen management, and they're talking about putting together some kind of sequel, a sequel that starts with Live Aid. So then I assume then that carries through the end of Freddie's life. So it'd be the last, 6 years of his life.
Okay. And then the movie did take it past Live Aid into where he had his partner, Jim, that he was with him right till the end, and died in his bed at home, and they did take it to the end.
All right, I don't remember that part, and my memory is awful. I remembered it ending with Live Aid, but you said it did. They did address that.
Yeah, I think they went another 20 minutes or something.
Oh, okay, all right. Well, then I don't know. Maybe they'll do like a prequel kind of thing, and then
I mean there was another tour and things that did come after Live Aid.
It was abbreviated.
Yeah, abbreviated, but maybe that's what they want to focus on.
Yeah. Well, I imagine there's a lot more to his life that they never really got into. The movie, you and I both agree that it wasn't great. It was the performance of Rami Malek that was really good.
Yeah.
The movie itself was all right. Yeah. It was okay.
Some of the likenesses that were recreated of band members and the way they, worked their instruments and things like that, that was done pretty well.
Yeah.
But the plot and whatever, okay, it's just a rock and roll movie.
Yeah, well, it's a rock and roll movie that's going to make $1 billion, yeah. So they're gonna squeeze more out of it, All right, well, this is sad. Legendary drummer Hal Blaine passed away, but what a life this guy had. He lived to be 90 years of age. Now, this is a guy who was with the Wrecking Crew. He gave the Wrecking Crew its name. The Wrecking Crew is that band of session musicians who played on many, 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 many hits in the 1960s. And the 1970s, they were the Beach Boys. To be honest with you, they were the Beach Boys. Other than not the vocals, but they were the musicians for a number of the Beach Boys hits. Not just the Beach Boys, but you can go down the list of the Mamas and Papas. Hal Blaine played on Monday. He played drums on Nancy Sinatra's "These Boots Are Made for Walking." Well, let's just listen to a little bit of his work. He drummed on all these songs.
A little less conversation, a little more action.
This is the dawning of the age of Aquarius, age of Aquarius.
I'm picking up good vibrations, she's giving me the excitation.
Lie, 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 lie.
Venture a highway.
Hal Blaine, he's thought to be the only drummer to have backed Elvis, Frank Sinatra, and John Lennon.
38 number one hits.
Yes. Yeah, 38 number ones. And then
thousands of songs.
And then here's the 38 is crazy, but this is crazy too. He drummed on 6 straight Grammy Award Record of the Year winners. From 1966 through 1971, he drummed on all those songs that won Record of the Year.
One of which was Mrs. Robinson that we mentioned.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hal Blaine, 90 years of age. And he was on stuff like Thank God I'm a Country Boy and Love Will Keep Us Together by Captain and Tennille and, Cracklin' Rosie by Neil Diamond.
I think he did some stuff with Steely Dan, too. I mean, all the way up into, classic rock stuff.
You could not, if you turned on a radio station that plays AM pop hits from the 60s and 70s, whatever that format is, pop, you know, the poppy 60s, 70s hits. This is kind of the songs that we were talking about. He probably would be on, if not every
Six
other...
6 of 10, 8 of 10?
Yeah, if not every other one, every 3 songs, at least he would probably be on. That was how the Wrecking Crew was used back then. All right, and we'll close the trash with some Jimmy Fallon from last night.
Well, guys, happy daylight savings, huh? Yeah. That's right, daylight savings started Sunday, and everyone moved their clocks forward by an hour. So now Bernie Sanders is technically eating dinner at 2 p.m. That's interesting.
All right. That's the trash. Well, let's play a song that Hal Blaine was drumming on, one of his many, many hits that he participated in.